Good morning, brothers and sisters. It's not yet 10 o'clock, but let us nevertheless start in the name of the Lord this service. May the Lord bless us as He did last night, speaking to us. We are grateful for the sending of His prophet, for the message which foreruns His second coming. We are grateful that this message is preached to us, that God was merciful to us, to believe it, and that He gives us grace that we do whatever He says unto us. I greet you all this morning, also all those who are joining us online. And our prayer is, may the Lord come with all of us to His right, giving us what we have need of. For a start, let us sing two songs. We start with hymn number 33.
Lied 33,
when we walk with the Lord. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds in our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy with Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the skies, but His smile quickly drives it away. Not a doubt or a fear, not a sigh or a tear can abide while we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy with Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toil He does richly repay. Not a grief or a loss, not a frown or a cross, but it's best if we trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy with Jesus but to trust and obey. But we never can prove the delights of His love until all on the altar we lay. For the favor He shows, for the joy He bestows, are for them who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy with
trust and obey.
Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at his feet, or we'll walk by his side in the way. What he says, we will do. Where he sends, we will go. Never fear, but trust and obey. Amen. Trust and obey will be the victory. Do you want to have peace for your soul? Then you must trust and obey. Now, let us sing as the second song. Song 35. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. 35. Praise and thanks be to God for his grace which he has given unto us. On the day of salvation, He has helped us. We are grateful for it, that we can be here this morning to have a new experience with you and asking Him, Lord, come and revive us again. We are here to have an experience with Him, to experience His promises, to get to see them fulfilled in our lives. The Lord is faithful. Everything what He says is yes and amen. Amazing grace, praise and thanks. By grace we were saved. That's how it is written. By grace we are saved because of our faith, not of ourselves. That's how Paul says it. But it's a gift of God. And this gift we accepted. We are here to hear what the Lord has to say unto us. We are here to let ourselves be prepared for His soon coming. Now, before Brother Schmidt comes to pray with us, I read us a word of the Scripture from the Epistle of John, 1 John, chapter 2, from verse 24. 1 John, chapter 2, verse 24. Was ihr von Anfang an gehört habt, let that therefore abide in you, which we have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. Praise and thanks be to the name of the Lord. And this is the promise that He has promised us, even eternal life. Verse 25. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. But the anointing which ye have received of Him abideth in you. And ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, ye shall abide in Him. Up to here. May the Lord bless His word in us. What we have heard from the beginning, this must abide in us forever. May the Lord grant it. And we are grateful that we have heard the truth, and the truth has set us free from all the lies. We are grateful that the Lord has sent our brother, Brother Branham. Without his ministry, we would not know at all. We would be still there where out the Lord has called us out from. We have heard it yesterday. Never God has revealed His plan of salvation as in our days. All the mysteries of the Scripture have been revealed. Are we not happy and grateful? Are we not grateful for it? And our prayer is, help us all, so that we are not only hearers of Thy word, but also doers of Thy word. That's what it's all about. Not only to hear, but to do accordingly. May the Lord bless us this morning. Now, I ask Brother Schmidt to come to pray with us. Let us stand up. Gracious God, to you we look up in this hour, and we say thank you, Lord, for the grace, for the faithfulness, for your holy and wonderful word. Lord in heaven, we know it. You said it yourself. Everything will perish, but your word remains forever. We thank you for it. And we ask you this morning that you will be with each one of us, all who are present here, Lord, touching everyone for the glory of thy name, but not only us at this place, but also worldwide. You know all who are hearing now, who are watching. Lord Jesus, please anoint the lips through which you will speak in particular, Lord. Lord, we ask you, give grace and take every spirit under your control for the glory of thy name. Lord in heaven, what would we have in this world if you would not be here in our midst? Please bless from the riches of your grace. Give us all the grace to have open ears, open hearts, also open eyes to see, to hear, and to receive, O God. But not only us, but everywhere where your word is being heard. Be merciful. Please anoint the lips. Once again, I ask you for your blessing, Lord Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. Let us sing a chorus or two. As a church, we start with chorus number one on page number 40 from this little booklet. We come from the east and west.
We come from the lands afar to feast with the King, to dine as his guest. How blessed these pilgrims are, beholding his hallowed face, aglow with light divine. Blessed partakers of his grace, as gems in his crown to shine. Think of men for us to bear.
Number 20, in the sweet by and by. Number 20.
The sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
Amen. Amen. Praise and thanks. Yes, very soon we will be there, entering there together with them who are greeting us from Brazil, Brother Andre Macrae, from Chile, Brother Jürgen, from Cuba, Brother Ivan, and from the United States, Brother Moses. Then from Australia, Brother Lotika, from India, Brother Yaswinda. Then from the brothers and sisters from Uzbekistan, then Brother Sarges and Brother Ripsme from Armenia, from Turkey, Brother Joseph Kasadi, and from Russia, Brother Alexander and Brother Argam. From Poland, Brother Mariusz and Brother Marek, and from Romania, Brother David. From Italy, Brother Sister Marie and Brother Raffaele and Brother Vincenzo. From France, Sister Hélène, the church from Marseille and Brother Eric. From England, the brothers Emmanuel and Brother Maschi. From Scotland, Brother Jan. From Germany, we have greetings from Brother Andreas Menard and Brother Karl Heinz. And from Finland, Brother Anthony is greeting us. From Africa, Brother Ngonga. From Mozambique, Brother Mateusz and Noe and Madizo. From Zimbabwe, Brother Muzawazi and Brother Dazi. From Kenya, our Brother Nyagi. From Uganda, the brethren Sami are greeting us. Shalom and Eleteur, especially from the refugee camps there. Then from Burundi, two brothers, Brother Daniel and Brother Ilonidas. From Rwanda, Brother Chauffeur. From Zambia, Brother Paul. From Cameroon, Brothers Marcel and Brother Yannick. From Madagascar, Brother Faniri Lova. From Tunisia, Brother Mwabi. And from Morocco, Brother Lutris. From the two Congos, Sister Kanyembo. Also the brothers Felix, David, Trudon, Alberto, Josué, Lomboto, Papi, Emmanuel, Samuel, Jean-Claude, Donna, Balthazar, Bernard, Rashidi, Nehemi, and Duda. And finally, from South Africa, the brethren Philemon, Lupondo, Cecil, Elisha, Motika, Laurent, Aaron, Zulu, Tabo, Bruce, Brian, and Alec. These were the greetings from all over the world. May all be blessed in the name of the Lord. Now, let us sing Only Believe, and then we continue to hear. All things are possible, only believe, only believe, only believe. All things are possible, only believe. Amen. Thanks be to the Lord that we again can be gathered together with respect and reverence before His Word, which he has given unto us and revealed unto us by his grace. Also, Brother Tati, just now he gave me a number of names, he wrote me, of brothers who are here today, whether our Brother Cosme Bra from Angola, the various brothers from the various countries. Then we have also our brother messenger, ambassador in Berlin from the Congo. We have him here, an ambassador of his country, in our country. May God bless you in a very special way. Yes, may the Lord bless us all. And in particular also all those brothers, all ministering brethren from all peoples and tongues, and who are here today, or even not here. It's just so mighty that God has opened the borders, that all of the Eastern Europe can come now. It was not always like this, but God has taken care for it. Also, all our brothers who are translating, Brother Etienne Genton, our Brother Pacheco, and Brother Miskis, and Brother Fleck, and who they might be. May the Lord God bless. Also for this, we are grateful that it can be translated simultaneously into 15 different languages, and then also in other languages worldwide. To the Lord be the thanks for it with all our hearts. As Paul has written it to Timothy, we can believe it by faith, accepting it, and we can know that we 100% are in the will of God, according to the word of God for this time. And just briefly, because the brothers wish it, we will go into it, to the political situation in Europe and in the world, also with Israel, and with that, what is happening there. But one thing I want to say before that, I was told that on the other street side there were cameras standing from South America who again want to present something of the Colonia Dignidad and want to bring us into connection with this terrible sect. And this must be said here very clearly. Paul Schäfer was in the Third Reich one of a very important men. And this man has misled brothers and sisters and made a camp in South America. And God has laid it in such a way that I could be there 2004, after Dignidad didn't exist for 10 years already. I was invited to come there by brother and sister. You know who I mean. And I really, a couple of hours, I preached there, who more than 40 years were there, celebrating no Lord's Supper, nothing and nothing, but in this camp, in this prisoner camp they were, and God has taken care for it, that about half of them, after I preached there two times, half of them received and believed the word, and they were baptized biblically. And with them, I then celebrated the Lord's Supper. But the other side was so furious until this very day. Really, in comparison, it can be compared with that what happened in the Third Reich and in the time of the persecution there, and burdening us with things which just cannot be said here at all. May God give grace also to them who are outside now. May God help them, and may He open their hearts and their. Then we have the request of the brothers that we will go into that what happened in the last years. We will go now into it. Not just briefly, brothers and sisters, just briefly. Namely, especially to that what concerns England. It's just a question which I want to answer briefly. Here we have the picture of Europe, the map, and you can see precisely Great Britain never belonged to Europe at all. Great Britain, until the end of the Second World War, they had their flag, Great Britain, in 50 countries of the earth, a world empire, until the end of the Second World War. And therefore, after 47 years now, they exited because they didn't belong to Europe. Then I want to point to it. What happened? 1957, when the contracts were signed in the Vatican, namely exactly there, where Loyola, the Spanish Inquisitor, in a very great picture, he can be seen. And right underneath, the great one is the Spanish Inquisitor, and there's Martin Luther, and underneath is Zwingli. And one foot he has on Martin Luther, and one foot upon Zwingli he has put. And then he's celebrated as the victor over the Reformation. I just say this because I experienced all this personally, 1964, a couple of times. I was in the Vatican right at that time where the council was on the climax. And David Du Plessis from South Africa, the world man of all of the Pentecostal movement, he was invited to take part in these meetings. And we stayed in the same apartment, and together we drove to the Vatican. He went there, and I went to make a sightseeing tour of the Vatican. I don't want to go into details. I just say this. Also in this regard, I experienced all this personally. And when David Du Plessis, on one evening, joyfully, he could testify, I was praying for the spirit baptism for him and him in the Vatican, and they received the baptism in the Holy Spirit. He was just so happy that now also in the Vatican they experienced the moving of the Spirit. 1964. I experienced this all personally. I watched it. I witnessed it. But what is now very important is, brothers and sisters, is really that we are now living in that time in which Bible prophecies are being fulfilled. And yesterday, we also spoke about Israel. And the Lord really called out from all peoples and tongues. He called out His people, His covenant people. He brought them back into the land of promise to fulfill the promises in them, which are written down in the Word. We, of course, looked at the scriptures from the prophet Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Joel, and from Zechariah. We looked at all these scriptures. We noted them down. We wrote them, which refer to that, what happened with the people of Israel at the end of days. And it happened, it took place. We can say Bible prophecy is being fulfilled before our very eyes. But our task, brothers and sisters, is not to deal with these things, what happens politically, also not with that, what happened worldwide with pestilences and diseases and natural catastrophes of every kind, also not dealing with the climate change. But so much we all know that we don't need a big heating system here anymore. At the most, we need a air conditioning here so that we can be here comfortably. But to the Lord be just the thanks that we can place everything biblically. And as I said yesterday already, brothers and sisters, that what happened with Brother Branham supernaturally, you all know this little booklet, William Branham, A Man Sent from God. And here, right at the beginning, is the photo with a pillar of fire. And here is the report of the 29th of January 1950, when the boss in Washington has written that the photo is genuine and that the supernatural cloud was there. Otherwise, the camera lens could not have taken it. All these things are for me just very important, that what God has done in our time, for the ones, it's incomprehensible, and they can do nothing with it. In the same way it was here with Dr. James MacDonald in the Science magazine. Also yesterday, I mentioned it. And also here in Arizona Tribunal. Also, I mentioned it yesterday. Or in Life magazine. All wrote down. But no one knew of what it actually all about. And we all know what God does. This is for the people of God. And that we can all hear this. And also this, I want to show you once again, brothers and sisters, from all these years, 21 letters of Brother Branham. I kept them via telephone. I spoke with him many times. 10 years I knew Brother Branham personally, and I had contact with him, and I witnessed his ministry personally. And then also, after the calling was addressed to me, and after he confirmed it, you all know that. It doesn't have to be repeated here loudly. And as I said, as I read yesterday, that the message which was entrusted to him, has covered the whole earth, that all peoples and tongues will hear it. And this is right. This agrees with the promise that the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached unto all nations for a witness, and then shall the end come. Exactly as the prediction what concerns Israel, also of the temple, not one stone will be upon another, which will not be teared down, not one stone. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword. And Jerusalem will be trodden down by the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled. All these scriptures we have, and also the four world empires. We will not go into details, but the prophet Daniel, he saw four world empires, and the last one was the Roman Empire, which started 63 before Christ. And Paul could testify that he was born as a Roman citizen. And this is the last world empire. Not what Trump decides. He can make suggestions. And about that, about these things can be disputed. But the last decision will fall here. We will not go here into details at all. But we see how the fronts are hardening now. And when Abbas, Mr. Trump, when he called him as a dog, it was very terrible, very terrible. And he put another word before that, before dog. And brothers and sisters, we know what the Holy Scripture says. 2 Thessalonians, when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction shall come upon them as travail. And therefore we know that there will be a peace which is no peace at all. Now, very soon it will happen. And as Brother Branham said, the contract with Israel and the return of the Lord will be very close together. And we believe that we really arrived at the very end of the time of grace, and that the Lord will call out his people from all peoples and tongues. He will now give them the revelation of all his plan of salvation by his grace. And Brother Branham, more than 20 times he said, I'm not a teacher, but in the same way, the Holy Scripture says, behold, I will send you the prophet Elijah, and he shall turn the heart of the children back to the fathers. As John the Baptist turned the hearts of the fathers to the New Testament children, he made the bridge. Mark 16. It's of course written what we have to do. But in Luke 16, it is written, the law and the prophets were until John, and from that time on, the gospel of the kingdom was proclaimed. And so we can say, also in our time, everything was said, and everything was until the sending of the prophet in our time. And since that time, everything was revealed. And it remains like this, what is written in Acts chapter 3 of our Lord. Him the heavens must receive until the times of the restitution of all things. So, dear brothers and sisters, we cannot deal with things, what happens politically, and not dealing with that what happens with Israel, but dealing with that what happens with the church, with the last message, what has to be achieved with it. And there will be millions which hear the last message, who believed it and heard it. Just as Brother Branham said at that time already, there are between 10 and 12 millions whom the Lord pardoned, whom the Lord will pardon, and whom we will call. And in our time, we see it. The whole world is being reached now. We don't decide how many, but the Lord God said, has given the promise to Abraham. So innumerable as the stars are in heaven and as the sand on the seashore, so innumerable shall be your descendants be. And what is the key word? The key word, what is it? Abraham believed God. Abraham believed God. And in the same way, it is now with us. We believe God with all our hearts. We believe every promise which He has given unto us. And it's divine reality. The second coming of Christ, this last message foreruns. No prophet will come anymore. No message will come anymore. The scripture is fulfilled. The prophet has finished his ministry, and we have fulfilled our task, and we brought the word into all the world, and all who are of God will hear and receive what the Lord has promised for this last period of time by His grace. Then we also have a special request with our brothers who read the Bible in various languages. And it's a big pain for me if one reads the various translations, reading it, and to it something must be said here, that there are languages where it's only translated from the Greek or from the Latin. And I don't say this because we are here in this country, but our translators, they spoke Hebrew. They could speak Aramaic. They knew this language. And therefore, here and there, it's a bit more precise. Just a bit more precise. And also our brothers in the other languages. There where it stands with is written in us, bride, with them, the word is not, the word bride is not written. That's, for instance, fiancé or some other word. Here and there, one sees time and again the differences. And one can go up to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 15 and 14, when our translation is written so clearly, every fatherhood in heaven and on earth, fatherhood. And in all the other translations, it says, and every family in heaven and on earth is named. This is a vast difference. Family, they translated, who believed in a Trinity, and they called God, Son, and the Holy Spirit as a female. They just translated family in Ephesians 3, verse 14 and 15. With us it's written, and every fatherhood in heaven and earth is named. In heaven there's no family. In heaven is our Lord and our God, and we thank Him. So please, brothers, in the various languages, have patience with us, bear with us. Ask the Lord to give them clarity by His grace. Just think of it. Whoever reads in English, Psalms 103, he starts with,
bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
My soul shall bless the Lord. If one translates it literally, but we don't bless the Lord. He blesses us. And then it continues. We cannot bless Him in the German language. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Bless the Lord, my soul. It's a big difference. It's a big difference whether I say bless or if I say praise. But what can I for it if in some translations not the right word was found? But whoever is of God, amen, it shall be revealed to him by the Holy Spirit. And we are very grateful for it. One could list a large number of translations and scriptures. I just have one request. With all our brothers in the various languages, that we just agree with God and that we see everything in the right connection, using the right word, using it. And if, in reference to the bride, it's written fiancé, it's also good. It's of course written, I will betroth me unto me in righteousness, and I will be betrothed in eternity. The fiancé is the bride. But if in our translations it's written, come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. Before the marriage, it's a fiancé, a bride. After the marriage, it's the wife. This shows us the clear mind already. And may God really give us grace that we respect everything, that we accept everything. To these things, Brother Branham could not go into detail. He was a prophet. He had to bring the message in general. But then when I think about it, how often he used 1 John 5, verse 7, there are three in heaven which bear witness. This verse is not written in the Bible at all, in the German Bible. It's not written at all. It doesn't exist in the German Bible. Because in heaven, there are not three, which bear witness. But in the English Bible, in all the other Bibles, it's written like this. And therefore, brothers and sisters, don't be angry with me when I read from the Holy Scripture, namely from that word, I repeat myself, where the men of God, and also the translation of Mr. Menge, he can testify of his conversion, of his new birth, he can report of it, what he experienced with God personally, and he really, he brought it up. He could put the Bible up to date. Now, so much to this subject. And once again, the remark that all precious brothers who preach the precious Word of God, may they be led by the Spirit into all the truth. And that we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son. Even Matthew 28 of most translations, and baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Instead, and baptize them into the name. Not a formula, but it's about the name. It's about the name. Please understand me. I have a task before God, responsible before God, to put everything 100% right in conformity with the Holy Scripture, to preach it. And all who are of God will hear it and will receive it. Now, in 1 Timothy chapter 1, we read in verse 12, 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Brothers and sisters, it's just like that. And I don't have to testify of myself. I didn't speak to myself. The Lord Himself, of course, repeatedly spoke to me. And not only the original commission of the 2nd of April, but time and again, he gave instructions by grace. Everything in connection with the carrying out of the commission which God had given. And we can say it with a sincere heart. Not only that it is the last message, but that God has given grace, that the last message has reached all nations and tongues, that it could be preached. It's a gift of the Almighty God. And as true as it is written, the everlasting gospel shall be preached unto all nations. So sure, God has taken care for it, that it happened in our time. Therefore, I ask once again, please, brothers, don't get into any discussions about no Bible scripture, not philosophizing about it or discussing about it. No. Finding grace before God and to preach that what is in conformity with all of the testimony of the Scripture, what was entrusted to us. And brothers and sisters, one more remark, which hurts me very much, Brother Branham truly, his last Lord's Supper, he celebrated on the 12th of December 1965 in Tucson, in the church of Brother Green. He celebrated it there. And Brother Green, after he heard how we celebrate the Lord's Supper, he was weeping. He wept bitterly because Brother Green, he had all the hundreds of liquor glasses. And Brother Branham, the bread which was broken long time ago, standing there before the congregation, he just took a piece of it and he took a liquor glass and was drinking it. And worldwide, the brothers, they're claiming that what Brother Branham did and taught, that it's agreeing with what the Bible says and taught, and are celebrating until this very day the Lord's Supper in an unbiblical way. The bread is broken before that, put there, and the glasses are being filled, and they are waiting until they are taken by every individual. And they are referring to the prophet. It's just a pain, such a pain. When the prophet is misused, that brothers are presenting false doctrines, having false practices, and then referring to the prophet, also concerning the bread, brothers and sisters, it's just the time is just here now where we have to go back into everything, back to the Holy Scripture. And if it is written, the Lord took the bread. Also this must be said here. Judas celebrated the Pesach, yes, but not the Lord's Supper. At the Pesach, the piece of bread was put into the thing, and then it was eaten. At the Lord's Supper, they took the bread and ate it, and afterward they took the cup and drank of it. And this must be distinguished. And the brothers don't read the Word of God, and they don't let themselves be revealed of God, but they are arguing about it, what Judas has done or what he has not done. And if we get the Holy Scripture revealed by the Spirit, then everything is crystal clear, even up to the book of Acts, chapter 1, where Matthew was chosen instead of Judas, and he became one of the 12. And if we then, after the resurrection, we read that the Lord was together with the 12 before a Saul was on his way to Damascus. Therefore, we know that Acts chapter 1 is just as valid as all the other scriptures. Do I have to count Paul to the 12? Paul had a greater commission than all the 12 together had. And God decides what must take place. And our brothers, they just have to loosen themselves of all these arguments, about all the disputes, about all the points which lead to nowhere. They just cause divisions in the church. Let us come now. I hope that we touched upon a couple of subjects now. And internationally, among all the brothers who are ministering with the word, it shall be valid now. not arguing about certain words. There's a scripture for it which speaks of this, that we should not argue about words. But here, in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, in verse 6, it is written, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6, I just read the last part of it, that ye might learn in us not to think of men above that which is written. Not to think of men above that which is written, but to let only this be valid, what is truly written. And then, Ephesians, we have mighty testimonies of that, what the Lord has done among the believers. And I ask all brothers and sisters to pardon me. Excuse me. If there are questions answered here, if certain points are mentioned here which cause trouble, then so that the brothers get into the unity, and that there's no discussion anymore, but that they agree with God, serving Him and giving out the food as the word. Now, Ephesians chapter 3, we read from verse 3, Ephesians chapter 3 from verse 3. How that by revelation He made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words. As mentioned before, Paul had an extraordinary call. And you all know, the supernatural pillar of fire, the supernatural light, at midday, it was brighter than the sunlight. And this light, which appeared to Paul on his way to Damascus, of course blinded him. But he cried out, "Who art thou, Lord?" And the answer was, "I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest." So, the Lord revealed Himself to Saul, who became a Paul. Right at His call, He revealed Himself as the same one, just as to Moses, and in the Old Testament, and in our time. He appeared to Brother Branham. And as already mentioned, God, of course, takes whomever He likes and whenever He likes. It just happens at the appointed time. Let me say it clearly. Probably, we are closer to the end as we sometimes think. And it must be said here that we must remain sober in all things. But in the same way that we make sure our election and calling, and with like Abraham, believing every promise so that it can become a reality in us and through us and with us, finding the fulfillment. And I'm 100% convinced, as sure as God has given us the grace to recognize the time and the hour, recognizing the divine commission and call, and then also the continuation after the passing of Brother Branham. A couple of times I testified here, a couple of times, on the day of the burial of the man of God, all the hope was gone with all who were putting their trust in Brother Branham. Everything was over, and all went disappointed their way. All were disappointed because the resurrection of the prophet did not take place. But one thing took place. I knew on the same day, I knew when I went home of the burial that the time has come to go from city to city and to preach the word and to bring the last message. And to this, God has really given grace to it. Whatever was necessary, He made it possible to carry out this commission. Here Paul writes, that by revelation He made known unto me the mystery. How was it revealed to me, to you? How? By revelation. By revelation. While the word was preached, then it is revealed to them who believe it. They become a part of that, what God is doing while the preaching goes on. Also today, in our midst and worldwide, great things has taken place. Then it continues, verse 4. Whereby, when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. There you can understand my knowledge. Nothing strange. Knowledge, being acquainted with that, what God revealed. Becoming an absolute. Absolute certainty it became. Just as it is written in the Word, so we received and accepted it. And we may say, as it was revealed to the prophets and the apostles, when they received the word, so also to us the word is revealed, which we're preaching now. It is just revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. And no one needs to teach the other one. And no discussions have to go on anymore. Once again, verse 4. Whereby, when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. And now, in verse 5, which in other ages was not made known unto the children of men, as it is now revealed unto His holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. Not to the evangelists, but revealed unto His holy apostles and prophets, namely to them who received a direct commission, a direct call, sending to preach the word. It must be revealed to them that it can be preached with 100% certainty, and so that they know that's how it is written and that's how it is left to us in the Word of God. In other ages was not made known unto the children of men. In the past 2,000 years, which are behind us, in the 500 years since the Reformation, never was the plan of salvation so revealed, the counsel of God, never it was revealed so clearly as now. as in our time. Let us also say this now, with great pain. Since the Reformation, all remained in the Trinity doctrine, remaining in the Trinity baptism. Nevertheless, they received blessings. All remained, despite of all the blessings, they remained where they were. And therefore, the call goes forth to us in the last period of time. The word goes forth, ye, my people, come out. Why? Why the command? Gather ye my people. Gather ye my people. Which has come out from all churches and denominations, which has come out from all religions, coming out of everywhere, stepping upon revelation ground, and who are ready to hear the revealed word, to believe it, and to receive and accept it with all their hearts. Then we truly are coming to the ministry of Brother Branham. It were, of course, mighty preachers. They were mighty preachers, also in the past. But the plan of salvation was not yet revealed in such a way as in our time. Therefore, we are grateful with all our hearts that God has sent our beloved brother in a supernatural way, calling him, commissioning him, sending him, and giving such a confirmation which never existed on the earth. With no prophet, with no man of God, as with Brother Branham, who more than 1,500 times in the prayer line, he saw visions where the person comes from, what the person has, and then he could say, thus saith the Lord. A ministry as it was never on earth. A ministry as our Lord had it at that time. When he told the people where they were, who they are, and what they are. We don't have to go here into all the details. Brother Branham, he referred to it in the prayer meetings, in the prayer lines. He always referred to it. Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree. And Simeon, thy name is Simon. The name of your father is Jonas. And the woman at the well, he said, five husbands you had. The one you have now is not your husband. This gift of seeing in connection with that, what was shown in the vision, and then the revelation, passing the revelation to the person so that the faith is strengthened, the faith in the presence of God that is erected in the singular, in the individuals. That's how the angel of the Lord told it to Brother Branham. And therefore, brothers and sisters, if one witnesses this personally, I watched it, hearing it, how he said to the cripple on the stretcher, he said who he is and where he comes from. And then, get up, stand up in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And then one looks at it, one watches how the man stands up, taking the stretcher, walking his way. If one sees and experiences this personally, how the blind born received their sight, watching it, witnessing it, how God confirmed the word on the spot. It just belonged to the ministry which the Lord has given to our beloved brother Branham by his grace. Here, verse 20, we read Ephesians chapter
3,
verse 20. the power which is working in us. Brothers and sisters, the power of God must work in us while we hear God's word and while we receive it. To him, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above, according to power that worketh in us, the power which we received, that working in us, is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Brothers and sisters, this is very mighty. The power of God, which worketh among while the preaching, which worketh in us while preaching goes on, is able to do exceedingly what you have need of, above your trouble, above your disease, whatever it is, and whatever you ask before God, it's able to do exceedingly abundantly what we ask or think. Receive it, accept it by faith. For the word of the Lord applies also here, that it will not return void unto him, but it accomplishes for what he has sent it for. And please pardon me when I say this now. As the Lord at that time has said, whoever receives you receives me, and whoever hears you hears me. Brothers and sisters, we're not here to present our own programs or our own teachings. We are here by the commission of God to bring the last holy divine message. And we are here to emphasize today that the power of God is now at work in us, and that God is able to do more in us and with us, as written here. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above what you can think of, what you can think more and more. God will do it. God will surprise us because we believe, and he will confirm the word in us as it is written here. He is able to do exceedingly above all that we ask or think of. Yes, whatever you ask today, God will do more. Believe what you ask for, and God will do more than you ask today. God will confirm his word, because thus it is written here. Everyone of us knows what he asks for. And please, let it be said to you today by God, through the Holy Word. Your requests, your troubles, your situation, you can bring everything. And God has given you the promise he will do even more than you can ask today in prayer, what you can expect of him. Expect what your heart's, what touches your heart, what touches your life. And then you will find out that God thinks on things on which you never thought of. And he can exceed abundantly what you think of. He, of course, knows what we have need of. To him be the glory, to him be the praise, from eternity to eternity. And therefore, the apostle closes here with the words in verse 21 in Ephesians 3, unto him be glory in the church Today, we have come together as a church, as the body of the Lord, as the bride of the Lamb. Today we are here, gathered, and as written here, of course, also here, all who are connected now, wherever you are gathered now, whether in New Zealand, Australia, on whatever end of the earth you might be, east or west, south or north, all you who are hearing the word of God today all over the earth, receive the word and accept it, that God is able to do more than we can ask for, and He will confirm His precious and holy word in us and through us. Verse 21, unto Him be glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Unto Him alone be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Hallelujah. He makes a jump now from time into eternity. Let us take everything to heart. Let us believe it. Now, Ephesians, chapter 4. Ephesians, chapter 4. Here we read from verse 3. Ephesians 4, verse 3. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There where God will do above thinking or asking, above everything what we can ask and think of, we must pay attention to that we don't trespass the command of love. As written, endeavoring, not being lukewarm, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. One body, one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. Is this not wonderful? Through all, and of all, and in you all. To confirm His holy word. Then it's written, verse 11, the well-known word, Ephesians 4, verse 11. And He Himself gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Here we have the recept, what must take place, that through the church the divine commission can be carried out in all areas, be it gospel, be it teaching ministry, be it prophetic ministry, that all the areas are included and that we truly experience our edification in the faith and that we are able for the Lord in unity. And brothers and sisters, I'm honest now. I tell you honestly, if we all stand together, and in this case, if you, we who preach the word, if you love us with all your heart, praying for us, standing behind us, so that the God will lay the words into our mouth, and then we pray together after we have heard His word together, and then we will experience that the Lord will do above what we can ask or think of, confirming His word in us and through us. We all know these are not empty words. If it is written here, for the work of the ministry, the church is just the body of the Lord, and the body of the Lord is here to be in His service. Now, verse 22, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, who is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. The old man corrupts himself. If we don't put off the old man, then we perish. And therefore we shall become a new creation. If any man be in Christ, whoever has consecrated his life to the Lord and still has not put off his old man, he perishes by himself because he has to live with all troubles. Therefore, let us put off the old man and let us be renewed completely, as written, verse 23, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. So, let us summarize today. God has given us the grace to believe the promise for this time, has given grace to recognize the time and the hour and the message, giving grace to ask because we have the right to it, because we believe His precious and holy word. That you put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and that you, verse 24, that you put on the new man, which is after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Putting on the new man, who is created after God's image in righteousness and true holiness. May the faithful God give grace that by the blood of the new covenant that we experience the full redemption, the full deliverance by His grace. And that we also experience the second part, being born again unto a living hope. Brothers and sisters, God has taken care for everything. Today, I think today was enough in the preaching to strengthen us, to strengthen, to edify us in the faith. And no sermon may discourage us. Every sermon must encourage us, giving us strength by His grace. And just as we read, that we bring our requests before God and that He's able to do more. Today, He's able to do more than He ever did before. That whoever is still bound, that is set free. Whoever didn't receive forgiveness yet, receiving forgiveness of sins. That this day is a day which is consecrated to the Lord, a day of the victory of Calvary. The blood of the Lamb was shed, and He has revealed His word unto us by grace, and we believe it, and therefore we believe also that what is written now in verse 30, what is written in verse 30, that it becomes true in all of us. Ephesians 4, verse 30. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Amen. So, the admonition. Put off the old man who corrupts himself. Put on the new man, which is created after God in righteousness and holiness. And then the precious promise. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Did you silently say to yourself, Lord, give me the grace that this word is fulfilled in me, that I may not grieve the Holy Spirit, that I walk before God, pleasing unto Him, well-pleasing unto Him. Brothers and sisters, under the preaching, we must take every word to heart, being personally addressed, receiving it personally. Then verse 31, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. This is the full salvation. This is the full gospel of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let us summarize what should be said today and what was said. We see the end time is here. The coming of the Lord is near. We see it with Israel. We see it among the nations. We hear of all the natural catastrophes. In fact, about everything. And time and again, that what our Lord said, we can repeat again, when you see the fig tree was the main thing. Not everything what will take place. Science will take place. Sun, science and stars and science and things. But then, when you see that the fig tree is getting tender, putting forth leaves, then you know that the summer is near. And we all know the Bible language of our Lord. He always spoke in parables. And we mentioned it here. Since 1948, the state of Israel But brothers and sisters, also since 1911, many years have passed. Since 1933, many years passed. Since 1946, many years passed. Since 1965, many years passed. And since 1979, also 40 years passed. Dear brothers and sisters, so much time as God has taken himself to give the last call, to bring the last message all over the earth. So much time God never took himself while all the other revivals went on. God just has given so much grace, and we all know the Lord is not slack with his promise. He's just waiting until the last one has entered in, and then the door will be closed. Who knows whether it will be today? Who can say where and when the last is called? But it will happen as sure, as true as God promised it. When the number is full, then the Lord will return, just as he promised. And when he comes, then he comes in accompanying of the voice of the archangel and of the trump of God. And then he gives the call, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and then we shall be changed, and together we shall be raptured. Also, this remark now, I actually don't have to do it, that most of them who refer to Brother Branham, that the resurrection would take place, and that Brother Branham will then be part of the resurrected ones. And then 30 or 40 days, he will have a ministry in the tent. Just because he said, I will ride this trail again. When I think about all these things, it just tears my heart. People are misled to bypass what God is doing right now. Let us thank the Lord once again that we found grace in his sight, and that the return of the Lord will just take place, namely, in a twinkling of an eye, in a moment. That's how it is written in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Do we all want to be part of it? Say amen. And God will give grace to it. As sure as I've seen it, we together will be raptured and will be with the Lord at all times. Believe with all your heart. And no one who puts his trust in the Lord will be ashamed. To him, the only God, be the glory and honor throughout all eternity. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us stand up. Let us thank the Lord together. Is our brother Jean-Claude in our midst? Do you want to sing us a song? Are our two sisters here? Do you have a song which we can sing? Or rather can hear it? Do we have someone who sings in English? Sometimes I have the impression that the time will come where will we have the meetings here in the English language. Most of us, of course, speak English. Who comes now? Where is Brother Jean-Claude? Are our two sisters in our midst? Please sing us a song. And then we will come in prayer to the Lord, knowing that he is present and that he will confirm his word. Amen.
Alles das, was ich hab, was mir teuer und
all what is precious to me,
es war nicht mein, er hat's mir geschenkt.
He has given it to me. Let me use it to illuminate my way. Be merciful to me. Be merciful to me, O Lord. Pull away the veil before me so that I can see what you have done. Show me where I would be today. And show me that you accepted me. Remember, we are just people, forgetful and weak. Be merciful to us and watch over us. Nothing good I did.
Jesus nahm mich an.
Jesus just received me.
Bin nicht wert sein,
I'm not worthy of his love.
Und Huld. Doch es war meine Sünde und Schuld, die er trug.
It was my sin and guilt,
ja, er liebt
which he bore.
Ich kann's nicht
yes,
verstehen.
He loves me. I cannot understand it.
Zieh hinweg den Vorhang.
Pull away the veil before me so that I can see what you have done for
me.
Show me where I would be today. Show me that you accepted
me.
Remember, we are just people, forgetful and weak. Be merciful to us and watch over us.
Im Aufblick zu dir,
looking up to you,
darf getrost ich nun sein,
I may be confident.
Denn du hast mir dein Wort offenbart.
Because you revealed your word unto me.
Fühl mit deinem Geist mich und halt mich stets treu.
Veil me into your spirit.
Denn du liebst
and keep
mich,
me faithful.
Du liebst mich,
because you
mein
love me.
Herr.
You love me, Lord.
Zieh hinweg den Vorhang,
pull
dass
away
ich seh,
the veil before me
getan.
So that I can see what you have done for
zeig
me.
Mir, wo ich heute
show me where I would be
und
today.
Das,
show me
mich
that you accept
gedenk,
me.
Sind Menschen,
remember,
vergesslich
we are just people,
und schwach,
forgetful
sei
and weak.
Gnädig, hat
be merciful to us
wacht.
And watch over us.
Zieh hinweg den Vorhang, dass ich seh, was du getan. Zeig mir, wo ich heute wär, und dass du nahmst mich an. Gedenk, wir sind Menschen, vergesslich und schwach. Sei uns gnädig, halt über uns wach.
Amen, amen. Und jetzt hören wir.
And now we hear the Maranatha song.
Alleluia.
Alleluia.
I believe it would be good if we, all the brothers who have come from other countries and who are ministering with the word, if we call them to the front now and together praying for them and also worldwide, including them. Please come now to the front, whether from South Africa, or don't be baked by name. Just come. Come to the front. All the three from Romania, please come now to the front. Our two brothers from Romania. Where's Brother Didier? And where are the brothers? All brothers. Where's Cosme Bra? From Angola. Yes, please come. Just come. Where's our brother from the Ukraine? Brother Daniel. There are four brothers. Four brothers. A bit closer here, come. Come a bit closer, all of you. Who else is here? Do you all speak English? I hope. Otherwise, I think they have earphones, okay? It's just like that, that at the beginning of this year, we want to consecrate our brothers to the Lord. And that the Lord gives the unity, firstly, among all the ministering brethren. Now, together, we will pray now. And today I ask that all brothers, if they can, raise your hands. As Paul said, men shall rise holy hands. May this be a consecration hour for our brothers and for all brethren in all peoples and tongues. The time is just short, and this time we would like to consecrate it to the Lord, and that all our brothers would be dedicated to the Lord. Lord Almighty God, bless our beloved brothers who are proclaiming your word.
Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, bless all my brethren in their ministries and make them a blessing to the believers in every country, in every language. We commit all things to you. In every nation under heaven, may all servants of Christ be blessed in the name that is above every name, and be dedicated unto the service of Almighty God, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'd like to shake your hand.
Sing a chorus. Who says a chorus? Who says a chorus? Pardon? Hand, the hand which was looking for me. the blood which purchased me, the grace which brought me home again. Praise and glory be to the Lamb of God. The hand which was looking for me, the blood which purchased me, the grace which brought me home again. Praise and glory to the power of love. Let us sing the chorus, "Just As I Am." Before we pray together and before we bring all the prayer requests before the Lord, let me ask whether some are amongst us who would like to consecrate their lives to the Lord. Do we have some who would like to be baptized? Please raise your hand if you have brothers and sisters who would like to be baptized. Is somebody here? If not, then we will bring all the prayer requests now. According to the scripture, we will bring them before the Lord. Really being convinced that God is able to do more than we can ask or think of in our situations. We all have problems which we bring to the Lord. Let us today receive and accept by faith that the Lord is able to give more than we can ask for or think of. He knows what we even need more without that we even ask for it. And the Lord will bless beyond asking and understanding. Today we ask that Brother Alfred Borg comes to us. Please pray with us. Pray with us. Heavenly Father, we thank you together for your blessing in this service, for your precious and holy word. We thank you for all of your word, because your word is the truth. Thank you for it. And we all read to him. To him. And this is you, Lord, who the power which is working in us is able to do more than we can ask or think for. Today, in this hour, may it be manifested for the glory of thy holy name. We thank you for this mighty blessing today in this hour. We thank you for your grace, for the blood of the new covenant, for the perfect redemption on the cross of Calvary. Lord, thank you that you are present in our midst and that you can confirm yourself in all our hearts, in all our lives. Please grant it, Lord. We thank you for everything. Bless your people worldwide who have heard, who have experienced with us. Thank you. Bless all our brothers for which we prayed for. Lord, we thank you for everything. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Amen. I have one more request. Where is our choir leader? That he may sing us a wonderful song in the English language. I don't know why English has become my favorite language, but I preach all over the world only in English. Please, beloved brother, look for an English song. Come, singers, come. Yes, we thank the Lord for the singers and musicians.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Almighty God, with all our hearts we thank you for your precious and holy word. And we thank you for that what you have done today worldwide. And we pray you, please be with us as you promised. I will be with you all the days until the end of the world. And together we bring you all prayer requests, all needs, all troubles, everything we bring before you. And we thank you with all our hearts that you are able and you will do exceeding what we can ask or think of. Confirm your holy and precious word and bless all our brothers, your servants. Bless all who carry your word, who give out the spiritual food, the pure spiritual food. For man does not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Beloved Lord, your word has become so precious unto us, and we thank you with all our hearts for it. And your word accomplishes in us worldwide for what it was sent for. And we thank you that the last message, the last call is the last call. And all who are of God will hear this call. And they will also hear the call when you will return to take your own home. Beloved Lord, may all take it to heart. Whoever has an ear to hear, let him hear also today what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. Bless us and be with us. Keep all on their way home. And once again we thank you for this place and that we can still come together undisturbed to hear your word. To you, the only true God, belongs the glory and the praise now and forever. In Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us sing Hallelujah, be praised. Lord has blessed us.